And you could tell from my everyday fits, I ain't rich, so cease and desist with those tricks. I'm just another black man caught up in the mix, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
Dime and a nickel.
Yeah. All right, welcome back. This is another episode of What Is TWS Podcast. As always, I am Jay Flan, and I have with me...
Rich Nerd.
Yes, sir. So let's see, man... We've made it through quite a few episodes at this point. I don't know where we are.
It's pretty exciting. Pretty good thing. Getting the hang of it, though. Getting a lot better. I think we got a little format down, so this is getting a little bit exciting. So we're just happy to be able to keep coming back here and doing this for you. So hopefully you like what we're doing, and you'll keep coming back. If you like it, like I said before, go ahead and drop us a line on the website. Drop us a like on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. Instagram, we're everywhere. What is TWS? Look it up, you'll find us.
Yeah. So, I guess let's get right into it. This week, I want to start. Last week, I started with saying I'm sorry, and this week, I want to start with saying thank you. I think we've had a big, you know, rush in hits. We've had a lot of listens recently. We've got some great feedback. A lot of likes, people sharing the post and encouraging others to listen. So, yeah, really appreciate that.
It's definitely been an uptick in traffic. So we thank you. We greatly appreciate it. Like I said, if you listen, if you like it, great. If you love it, even better. If you don't, you know, drop us a line. Tell us why. We're always open to feedback. Help us make this podcast better in the future.
Yeah. You know, as you can hear, I'm still a little under the weather, but we pushing through anyway. Let's see. A couple things going on with me right now. One, as I mentioned the last time we spoke, I'm moving, and I fucking hate moving. Tammy is probably upset with me right now that I'm sitting down here doing this and not packing something. But I hate it. I would rather pay someone, but yeah, I got credit problems, and I don't have unlimited funds, so I'm gonna have to pack my own stuff. But I definitely hate it, and it's even more difficult with a small child moving around.
I don't think anybody likes moving. I think the last time we moved, we were packing until the last minute. I wish we could have paid somebody. The upside was the box company that we used, because we didn't have to track down boxes. Yeah. We rented those bins. so that was good. But yeah, it's a daunting task. You guys have
a lot of just little pieces of crap. Like this. Yeah. There's another time we're going to have to purge again, get rid of a bunch of shit, and I guarantee you it's going to be the majority of my stuff that gets purged somehow. Yeah. But that's life. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the new space, more space, dedicated room for these recordings.
Definitely. Setting up that new studio will be much appreciated.
That is going to be a big step up. Other than that... what's bothering me today is I took my daughter to the pumpkin patch. It wasn't my idea. My wife wanted to take her to the pumpkin patch. She's big into the holidays and the fall spirit and all that crap. She likes to watch, what is that? The Great Pumpkin or whatever.
Great Pumpkin, yeah.
One, do you understand the draw of Charlie? I hate fucking Charlie Brown.
Nope, I don't.
And for some reason, I remember like watching them as a kid. Maybe just because it was a cartoon, it was cool to me. But as an adult, like that is the most boring.
I, you know what? It's the same thing. As a child and as a kid, like I watched them faithfully every year. Charlie Brown Christmas, Thanksgiving, all of that stuff. And now it's like...
I had a Snoopy sweatshirt.
Yeah, why? We had a Snoopy, one of the old school Snoopy icy maker. The little flavors, you get your little shaved ice. Yep. We had one of those. Now I don't understand what was the draw. I remember a few months ago when you guys went to see the Charlie Brown movie.
I took him when she was pregnant.
In theaters, and I was just like, moment of silence for Jay Money, because I can't do it.
Yeah, I knew it would make her happy. You know, pregnancy is a hard thing to go through, and she loves Charlie Brown. It wasn't that bad of a movie. I actually did enjoy that new Charlie Brown movie. But yeah, we went to the pumpkin patch, and what I'm learning is, and this is another Flan PSA. Parents, stop taking your kids to the pumpkin patch. We are torturing these little children for a picture. For a picture. I saw too many kids. My daughter wanted nothing to do with it. Nothing whatsoever. She didn't understand why you're sitting me next to these dirty orange things. The hay is scratchy. I don't like it. Don't sit me here. You know, why do I have to hold still for you to take a picture of me someplace I don't want to be?
No, she just wanted to be out.
And then the crazy thing is that, you know, with these cameras now, I basically did it where I would take like the burst of photos. Yeah. I take like 20 photos. And so the majority of them are her upset and crying. And then there's like one with a half a smile.
And see, that's the one that you're going to post.
That's the one.
And that's going to be the lie.
She's already posted them.
Yeah, it's going to be the lie.
It's going to be the lie.
Everybody's going to be like, oh my God, we have fun at the pumpkin patch 2016.
And then somebody's going to take their kid the next year and just put them through hell.
And the cycle continues.
And the cycle continues. People, please stop taking your kids to the pumpkin patch. Nobody wants to sit next to dirty vegetables on itchy hay. And take
pictures. Is a pumpkin a vegetable or is it a fruit?
What the fuck is it and why do we care? Is that that's my point. Like why is it an issue?
I think it's a fruit though.
Why
tastes good.
It does.
I mean, I've had pumpkin pie. Had pumpkin seeds.
To me, pumpkin pie tastes like I don't know. Sweet potato pie. It tastes exactly the same to me.
It tastes nothing like sweet potato pie. It's a definite runner-up to sweet potato pie. I don't know about a runner-up. It can be top 10, depending on who's making it.
It's a pie. It's just a sweet... I don't know. I don't know that I know what pumpkin tastes like, and I don't care. I just really don't care.
I'm inclined to agree. I think I've been to the pumpkin patch. I can't necessarily say that I had fun, but it was so many years ago that it's like, eh.
I think I had fun going to the pumpkin patch, but much older. Like, I had to have been, like, five or something, like, doing the hay rides and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was like me when I went to the apple farm and apple picking. Yeah. But I was old enough to know I'm picking apples. I'm about to eat this apple. My grandmother's about to make a pie.
Right.
So I mean, that's understandable. When you're old enough to know what's going on, other than that, it was torture. The pumpkins are the same size as your daughter.
Yeah, same size as her, and they're dirty, and then we just, like, sit her in the middle of them, and, you know, and then back up to take
and
a picture.
And just expect
like,
her to be cool.
You know, what are you doing? And why are you
leaving me here?
You're leaving me over here in a pile of dirty shit, orange shit? So, yeah, it bothered me. I don't know why people do it, and I wish they would stop doing it to their children. It's wrong. It's wrong. But that's it for me. What's going on with you, Rich?
This one actually started stumping me. Not stumping me, but it came a question in my mind because of a post on a site. So right now, Mary J. Blige, shout out to Mary J., one of the queens of R&B, been since, is going through a divorce from her husband and also manager, Kendu. And just following this divorce, like, I'm not following it, like, super close. Just like you see stuff posted here and there, and it begs you the question why. So, Kendu is basically requesting about $130,000 a month in spousal support. $130,000. What do you need $130,000 for
month? He broke it down for us.
Yeah. So he broke it down. He broke it down for the court. So it's like, I'm not just asking for this money on my ass. I have a legitimate reason for this. $1,000 for clothing, $3,200 for a personal trainer. What is your personal trainer doing for you that you have to pay them $3,200 a month? He looks like he got dad bought.
The interesting thing to me is that $1,000 clothing allowance a month seems pretty cheap. I know
that
people
does seem
that can
pretty
go
cheap.
And drop a G.
I spent $250 on a pair of jeans. Yeah. So yeah, what are you doing?
But $5,000 to continue paying his parents?
So what is he paying his parents for? That's what I want to know. Are
Maybe
they
his
in
parents
a home
are
or
making
something?
Clothes for him to help supplement that $1,000 allowance.
They gotta be doing something. Listen.
He's gonna come out with the crochet suit next week.
Man. He probably is. It's gotta be. Hopefully it's something legal. Cause that's ridiculous. $7,000 in rent, $8,000 for a private chef. $8,000 for a private chef. Does this include 24/7 meals? Like, if I'm at the airport for $8,000, is this chef going to cook me a meal and drive it to the airport for me? Because that's ridiculous.
Shit.
5 o'clock in the morning, 2:15 in the morning, if I want some pancakes and waffles, is he going to wake up? Is the chef living with them or is he driving home? If he's driving home and I'm hungry and he's not here, what am I paying for? Because $8,000 a month? That's ridiculous for a private chef. What is he cooking?
Here's another one that really, like, it don't feel right to me. And it's because I worked for child support enforcement. $5,000 a month to support his two children from a past
relationship.
His
children, not hers.
I hated that more than anything. When I worked at child support enforcement and I would be there at the courthouse, it never sat right with me when it'd be the guy and his new girlfriend, and a new girlfriend is coming with him and complaining about enforcement actions being taken against him because he's not paying for his other children.
Yeah.
Like, you really should not be involved in this at all. Like, just please have a seat. Please
sit, don't come up here down
and argue about your new man not paying for his old kids. Like, you know. Just
none of your business.
And how he's going to ask that you give him
the $5,000 a month? Ex-wife, your soon-to-be ex-wife, to pay for your child support for your kids.
It's wrong on so many levels.
Wrong. What about this other one? $71,000 for mortgages on several properties. If you're paying $71,000 on mortgages for several properties, why are you paying $7,000 a month in rent somewhere else?
So my thing would be sell
those properties.
And then you covered on the rest of these. You're good.
First of all, if they're getting divorced and those were their properties, shouldn't they be liquidating assets anyway?
Yeah, I don't know. There's so many things wrong with this.
This list is bullshit.
So I'm going to run down my pet peeves with the whole situation. And I might get my black card revoked for some of the things I'm going to say. One, I'm not a Mary J. Blige fan.
How are you not a Mary J. Blige fan? I'm not a Mary J.
Blige fan. She screams too much. Like to me, like, and she can't.
You know what it is? And see, where I feel like where you're going to take this is exactly where I was going to end this rant at.
Okay.
A lot of people are excited about her divorce. Why are they excited? Because she's going to go right back to old school Mary J. No more pain, no more pain. Like, she's going to go back to old school Mary J. She's going to make that good music. People are happy that she's about to be heartbroken and pain out the ass because they want a new album.
Yeah, the best art comes from pain.
Yeah, so I can admit, recent Mary J. has nothing on old school diva R&B queen Mary J.
But you can't tell me you don't
like Mary J. as a whole.
I've never been a fan. Damn. I mean, you know,
this is almost as bad as Jordan, but that's another story.
We can do that any day you want to.
That's
you can
have
a Jordan conversation any day that you want.
Woosah, people, woosah.
But other than "You're All I Need," I don't know if there was a Mary song, and I'm like, yeah, put that on right now, you know. But anyway, and then so moving on from that, that's one thing wrong with the story. Kendu, this is his name.
Kendu.
All right. Do I need to say anything else?
Like, that's a strike two.
That's a strike two. All right, Kendu. Now, and people are going to be upset about this. They're going to say, I don't know, I'm sexist or something like that. Again, like, just my idea of manhood. Like, I don't know what he was doing in this relationship. I don't know what he brought to this relationship. He was the manager, right? So,
and see, that's the thing that's killing me. He was the manager, fine, but it's like he's trying to merge these worlds together. You were her manager and you were her husband.
Right.
Is he trying to come back at her as a manager because he's losing that job? So to pay for all of the stuff that the managerial funds would have covered? I don't know.
Yeah.
But this just seems like a bitch move. Like,
That's exactly where I'm going with this. I think I have too much pride as a man to ever ask for this from anyone.
And if you were going to receive, if I was going to receive support, I want legitimate support. You know what? I gave up all my clients for you.
Right.
Now you're dropping me. You know what? Yes, let's come up with, I don't even think I would take you to court. Let's come up with an amicable agreement.
Right.
While I get my business affairs in order. But I'm not going to ask you for spousal support of $130,000 a month. Like, what the, if you're going to get divorced, get divorced. If I'm entitled to something, I'm entitled to something. If I'm not, I'm not.
Right.
But I'm not going to drag you through the coals for the sake of dragging you through the coals just because you're Mary Jane and know you got money. Like, he needs to man the fuck up and exactly. grow a pair.
I'm,
like,
glad you agree with me on that one, because I don't know what situation I'd ever be in life where I would feel comfortable asking for this.
Yeah, I've never agreed with that whole kept man scenario. Yeah. I am happy to go out and work for my own and to pay for my own.
Yeah.
I can't. Hey, honey, I'm home. Can I have my allowance? Get the fuck out of here. No. No. It's not okay to be a kept man.
This is what I'm saying. So how is he going to do this? Let's say one day she late on the payment and his boy is like, hey, yo, let's take this trip to Vegas. I can't. I'm waiting on my alimony check. You know,
let's call it what it is. An allowance.
I'm waiting on my allowance.
He's requested Mary an increase to his allowance from Mary J.
Mary late with the money this month, so I can't really hang out right now.
That's crazy.
That's a bitch move right there.
And then what does he tell? First of all, let's go back to this whole child support thing. Sorry, kids, I can't take you out this week because Mama didn't give me my allowance, honey. How do you tell your kid that you can't take care of them because you didn't get your allowance?
Right.
You can't get your allowance because I didn't get my allowance.
If I was this kid, you can't tell me nothing. You tell me to take out the trash. Don't let me call Mary.
No.
Don't let me call Mary.
That's reckless.
Tell her to hold your check this week. You better watch who you're talking to. So.
This whole situation is reckless. I just don't agree with it. Shout out to Mary J. If he's going to be like this, you're better off without him, honestly. You're better off without him. I hope you do come back, and I hope you make an album, and I hope you put this man to shame.
Yeah, and I hope you Mary fans get the music you're waiting for.
Yeah, because this is ridiculous.
I'll pass. But if any rappers want to hop on songs with her, like, music with pain is beautiful. Let me think of who I would. Yeah, Karan Kendrick should do something.
Oh, that could be good.
That could be good.
I like Kendrick. Kendrick is one of my top five.
I love this technology. Like, my wife can message me on Facebook while we're recording to ask me if we're recording, and I can tell her yes without interrupting the show, which was what I'm doing.
Minor segue. But we listen. We're recording how we live. Busy.
Right. I'm multitasking. At the dining room table right now.
Listen. Get it.
All right. So see.
Yeah, that was so that was my thing, because I kind of understand that. So. That caused me to look up, like, alimony and palimony, and I've, oh my God, the figures. I looked up top five divorce settlements. I saw one Russian oligarch. He paid $4.5 billion in a divorce settlement. Mm. What? $4 billion? How do you get divorced and give somebody $4 billion? Like, oh, well, what kind of what?
So here again, you know, I might be called sexist for this, but like I look at my marriage. Right. Forget financial, because I think we're both on even ground financially. She makes, you know, about as much as I do. Mm-hmm. And we split things like that evenly. But other than that, you know, just her coming in to the marriage, she's given up a lot. She's given up her name, you know. She's carrying my name now. You know, now she's taking care of my child. I feel like, you know, if we were to divorce, I do owe her, you know, something for all of that. If it's just, you know, giving up a piece of her identity. I know that was hard for her, like, you know, because her last name is all she had, I think, of her grandfather. And her middle name she got from her father, so it was like difficult. Like, what part of her name is she gonna give up to take my name? And I was, you know, that was one of the greatest gifts I've ever been given. Like, if she was just, you know, if she was gung ho about it, like the day after we got married, we're at, you know, Social Security, and she's getting things changed, and you know, so just for that, just the fact that she had to give up a piece of
sacrifice,
her identity, I feel like I would owe her something. So, you know, when I hear these numbers, you know. With women, and maybe it's a sexist way to look at it. I, you know, it doesn't bother me as much. I think I'm bothered by the can do thing, because, like I said, I just my pride as a man, I could never sit here and put down this list.
I'm not gonna beg you so I can eat. No, right. I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah. Relationship didn't work. All right, I gotta, you know, man up, take care of myself, move up, you know, move on.
Take that L. I mean, I agree to a certain extent. I think if
he wants the money that bad, he should take her name. He should be Ken Blige or something. And then she had to pay her.
Ken Blige. Oh, man. Shout out.
It'd be like free advertising.
Drop us a line. Leave a post. If you think this man should change his name to Ken Blige. In order to get that alimony.
Yeah, that's how
I feel. Oh, man. That's crazy.
I would take that.
That's crazy. But, yeah, I had to get it off my chest because I saw some astronomical numbers. I had to mention it because...
Cheaper to keep her, man. You better work it out.
It is.
Figure it out.
It definitely is.
But that's the problem.
$4.5 billion off the top? You should have just...
That's the problem. Like, people don't... I don't think people respect the institution of marriage anymore. It's not a big deal. Like, you know, for me right now, and I've only been married three. We just had our 3-year anniversary. So it's not like I'm, like, 50 years in. Yeah. You know, I'm a marriage expert. But, like, a divorce is not an option. Like, you know, when you get married, it means you're going to always choose every morning when you have the choice of to be with this person or not be with this person, you're going to choose to be with this person.
Yeah.
No matter what happened last night, no matter what drama's coming up, you know, that day. I mean, that's what marriage is. Marriage is not the wedding. I think so many people get caught up in the wedding. Like, that's what marriage is. We had this day and it's this everything ceremony. It's everything after.
I feel like it's the journey. It's the sacrifice. It's everything that comes daily.
It fucking sucks.
After that. And I think a lot of people do get it misconstrued because they do think it's just about
ring, yeah. You know, about one day. It fucking sucks because there is no way out. This is my life for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. All this shit that she does that annoys me.
Just to clarify, don't take this as we're here, we're stuck. It's not to say that I feel that marriage isn't
stuck.
I don't feel like marriage is an obligation. I don't feel like I'm obligated to be with this person necessarily. I feel that I've made a commitment and a promise to this person and before God.
God and my
to
family.
Say that I will do all within my power to make this work, to be faithful, trustworthy, etc., whatever your vows are, and to wake up every morning realizing this is the person that I want to be with, and at the end of the day, whatever this argument is, whatever this situation is, it's not worth more than my marriage and figuring out every day how to make it work. That's how I look at it.
You know, I think Fonte put it best. I can't remember the name of the song, but in the beginning of the song, he's like, wake up and look yourself in the mirror and say, fuck you. Fuck your hopes. Fuck your dreams. Fuck all the good you thought this life was going to bring you. Now let's go out here and make this bitch happen. Like that. That is marriage. I don't use that word much, but I mean, that's what he said. Don't send your hate mail to Fonte. I'm repeating like verbatim, but yeah, that's marriage.
I agree. It's an ongoing battle and, you got to stick with it. But I think as long as you're fighting for something real, it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
And I say, you know, something cool that I've realized recently, and I'm not like super religious and I'm not superstitious or anything, but lately, I guess maybe I am superstitious, but lately every time I've been faced with a decision and I've decided to go family first, like, you know,
worked out.
I want to do this, but the family needs this. Let me put family first and I get back to that. The other thing that I wanted to do always like works itself out.
Yeah.
Like it seems like I'm on a winning streak as long as I always choose family first.
Family first.
So maybe it's a little karma. You know.
I agree. I've been on the same path with the future missus, my fiance, and sometimes it's hard, especially trying to balance out what you want to do. I think she has her own business as well, and I ended up splurging. And spoiling her, I helped to build her home. Like we had our ambition that we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Instead, I built her home studio to help her like get settled and do everything that she wanted to do. But like you said, everything worked itself out. We ended up still being able to get all of the programs, the hardware, everything else, and we're building day by day. And
now we got two platforms going. Yeah. We can cross promote.
So I think
it's a lot of dope opportunities.
I think it is a good idea.
Yeah, marriage is important. I just want people to respect marriage a little bit more. A little bit more.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think people respect the sanctity of marriage. I don't think they know what marriage is. Yeah. I think everybody knows what getting married is and what getting married entails, like you said. But no one knows what marriage is.
It's a grind. It's day by day.
It's a job.
Yeah, it's a job. And you can't call out. You can't call in sick to be in
marriage. No days off.
Every day. It's a commitment. But, you know, so speaking of marriage, one of the greatest tools in a marriage is alcohol. What you sipping, Rich?
Actually, right now, you're right. Alcohol sometimes makes things better.
It saves a marriage.
Can save a marriage.
It can
ruin it.
It can, yeah, it
but in moderation.
In moderation.
It can save it. So right now, it's
that was a forced segue. I tried. Yeah.
So right now, it's a cool Sunday. We had the games on earlier. We were watching a little bit of games. Stopped just so we can get this going. So it's a cool Sunday. It's still pretty early in the evening here in Austin. But basically, I'm sipping on a Shiner Light Blonde. I don't know if you've heard of Shiner Bock, but I'm having a Shiner Light Blonde. And it's made right here in, well, not right here, but not far off in Shiner, Texas. And it's pretty good. I like the notes. I like the flavor. I had first actually had this at a huge party, huge cookout at my job. It's a lot going on. We had a big celebration at the job. And so they had Shiner, closed down business for the day, had some barbecue, had some food, had some drinks, and they had this. I'm like, oh, let me give this a try. It's pretty good. I was already a fan of Shiner Bock, but this Light Blonde is actually pretty good. So shout out to Shiner, because you guys are doing your thing, and this is pretty good.
Yeah. As far as me, in addition to the Theraflu, I had my Theraflu before the show started. I decided to get one of these Zions.
I was going to ask you about that, because I feel like I've seen the Zions energy drinks before.
Yeah, it's over in like the health section and stuff. Okay.
So is it like actually healthy? Because so I see it says zero calories, zero sugar.
I have no idea. What I can say is that my hand is shaking. I need to stop. Like, I think the combination
of therapy. Like, is it loaded up with caffeine or
something? I'm...
Sun is in it.
I'm having an adverse reaction. I don't know. I'm going to start rocking back and forth, Rich. I got to come down. I'm a crash.
If anybody out there is sick, do not mix Theraflu and energy drinks. Yeah, it's not worth it.
I'm trying to get better so I can continue to record. And at the same time, I want to be high energy for these episodes. I tried the Zions, and I can tell you, I feel like I'm tripping balls right now, Rich. Like,
man.
I see sounds.
We going to get through this.
We're going to get through it.
We're going to crash.
I might say something. All right, so let's move on to sports. Let's talk about some sports. Again, this is we're recording this episode on a Sunday. So it's usually my football day. I'm usually I'm strict about Sundays. Like it's football, and all football.
For some reason this past maybe week and a half or so, like I've caught some games. I haven't been like balls to the wall. Like I used to be, like, not really worrying about the stats. For some reason, this past week or so, I just haven't really cared too much about my fantasy league. I don't know why. Like, I monitor it a little bit. I haven't swapped out my bench. Like, I haven't done anything with my players, my team, my squad. So I feel like I'm letting my fantasy league down. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. Something about the NFL recently, it's just, I don't know what's going on. And then I'm doing some research, and apparently they're down like 11+%. I think it's growing at this point, like down 11% on viewing. People are not tuning in or tuning in and changing the channel. And I don't know what's going on. It's just
like we were talking about it earlier. Like the primetime games have sucked. The primetime games have been really bad. I think that's a factor. Two, a couple of Sunday night games or the Thursday night game have happened at the same time a debate was going on. So I know there have been times where you've been like tweeting the debate, and I'm like watching football, you know, feeling like anti-American, but fuck it.
And honestly, I think people only tuned into the debate for entertainment because it wasn't informative.
Because the game sucked, and they were like, the debate is actually more entertaining. But yeah, this year has been rough for me fantasy-wise. I think between, this is the first year I've been doing fantasy football, you know, with a kid. So that's been a distraction. I'm trying to get, you know, TWS off the ground. I'm really enjoying, you know, the work we're doing here. So this has become, you know, more of a priority for me than football.
Yeah.
I'm doing more leagues than I've ever done before. I'm in 6 leagues this year.
I don't know how you do it, because I'm in one league and I'm just like, really? I got to do this again?
Yeah, 6 leagues. And I'm usually like gung-ho. Like I tell my wife all the time, if I could put the focus I put into fantasy football into anything else, I'd be a millionaire by now. Like if I could do like the stock exchange or something with the same, you know, energy and hype that I do fantasy football with, I'd be stupid rich. But this year I just haven't had. I think my focus and energy has gone on to this. So
it's a good thing.
That's a good thing. So hopefully this. So speaking of that, and becoming a millionaire, click on the ads. I'm sorry, I'm gonna say it. Click on the ads. If you go to the page, you know, enjoy the content, but understand that this mixer costs money. And if you just click on it, I'm not asking you to buy nothing when you go to the place. Just click on the ad and then come back to the page and listen to some more podcast stuff. But yeah, click on the ads. We need all those little, you know, 1 cent, 2 cents.
Three cents, four.
We're going to get there. Click on the ads.
Slow build up. We're still on.
Shameless plug. Click on ads.
We'll get there. Click on ads. Yeah, if you're listening to this, by the way, you're on an iOS device, follow us, subscribe to us on in podcasts and iTunes. What is TWS? Newest episodes will pop up right in your device. Shameless plug, but it is what it is. Hey. Follow us on iTunes. Downloaded a podcast app, and it pops right up.
We're on iTunes. If you're Android, we're on Podbean. We're on, I think it's called Podcast Republic. I downloaded one of our episodes on that one as well. There's a couple of different Android apps, but Podbean being a major one that I use.
Or, I mean, you can honestly use whatever program you want plug the RSS feed into it. It'll pop up right away. But definitely, we're trying to make that top list in iTunes. Top new blog, so new podcast, I should say. So, you know, just subscribe, follow us, give us some feedback, let us know what you think.
All right, so let's move on to some fun stuff. Let's see. Let's talk about some blog posts now. All right, let's do the funnest, the most interesting one right off the bat.
I'm guessing Teacher Bay.
Patrice Brown,
aka Teacher Bay.
Teacher Bay. Now we talked about this on a episode that we have not released yet.
Yeah, we might circle back to that, release it just so that we were all caught up. But yes, Teacher Bay, which turns out she's actually not a teacher, but a teacher's assistant. I don't think that really makes much of a huge difference. But apparently she's been body shamed because of the world at large thinks she's hot and she shouldn't wear provocative or tight or, I guess, any attractive clothing to class because she's attractive. I don't know.
This all ties into stuff I've said before on the whole shaming. You don't want to hear it. Don't publicize.
Why?
If people say things that you don't like, you got two options in my book. Is you change so that they can't say them or you stop caring. But that's it. But I'm looking at this article now and I'm reading a quote from her and it says, I just wish they would respect me and focus on the positive and what truly matters, which is educating the children of the future generations and providing and caring for them. And that's noble. That's very noble. But the pictures I saw had nothing to do with educating the children or providing and caring for them. There were no children in the pictures. I mean,
apparently she was trying to teach them about life. I don't know.
I mean, other than being in the classroom, it had nothing to do with educating children. These pictures that I see have, you know, I'm looking at one right now where she's in a, it looks like in a store purchasing supplies for the classroom. You know what you look like in this picture. You know you got the tights on and the athletic gear, and you bent down to get it. Like, somebody's taking this picture. I don't know who's taking this picture.
Apparently, she said she got tired of everybody, I guess, judging her. So her more mild pictures or classroom pictures, she started taking them down, and she's like, "F it, she's gonna post what she wants."
Yeah.
So now she's just been posting.
Post what you want.
Everything.
Exactly. Post what you want. I 100% agree with you being able to do whatever you want to do, and post whatever pictures you want to post. Just know that when you do it, people have the right to not like it.
You made it public. And you made it their business.
It's okay. It's okay on both sides. It's completely okay for you to post the pictures and wear whatever you want to wear in whatever classroom you want to wear it in. And it's also completely okay for me not to like it. Not saying that I don't, but if I didn't like it, if I want to say something about it, I got the same right that you have to post it. So, I still don't understand why this is a story. I still don't understand why it's important. I guess now she's hosting parties and stuff. So she's used the celebrity.
Yeah, so now she's hosting at clubs and strip clubs and all types of things. I guess, and she's like, "Oh, you know, it's me, Teacher Bae, come out and celebrate with me." Like, what? How do you go from, "Oh, don't judge me," to "F it, I'm Teacher Bae, come party with me"?
I'm embracing it. It's good for you.
And I'm not shaming her. You do what you got to do. Get paid how you got to get paid. Your hustle is your hustle. Get it how you live.
Exactly.
I'm just saying you can't complain.
Yeah, my only beef is now that I'm looking at a poster of you hosting a party. If somebody comes back and doesn't like that, you got to eat that. You got to be okay with it. You put it out there.
I agree. You put it out there. You made it the world's business. You can't complain when the world says something.
Exactly. And that's my only
beef. That needs to be understood.
That's my only beef with it. But yeah, more power to her. Since you don't care anymore, like, get more provocative with the pictures. You know? I need something to look at while I'm at work. Keep on posting. My wife isn't listening. Go ahead and...
NSFW. Shout out to NSFW at the workhouse.
Hey, that's all I'm saying. If you're gonna do it, go all the way. Let's have fun.
Balls to the wall. So the other thing we're having a little chat about is this whole Jay-Z, Ye versus Jay BS. To be honest, I can't follow it well. I don't know what's going on with it. Apparently, at one of Kanye's concerts, he was up on his little floating stage, which, by the way, Drake also did a floating stage. So does that mean Drake bit off of Kanye, or that it's just a good idea and it's gonna become the norm? I don't know. Anyway, Kanye just kept rattling, and he was just going off, venting, ranting about the Watch the Throne remix and making songs with Drake, and apparently him and Drake can't live up to their full potential because of the Apple title bullshit, as he said. What? I don't understand what's going on. Just make the music.
Just
make the music.
Yeah, it's gone too far with all this exclusivity stuff and these warring factions. I just want music. It's getting annoying to me a little bit, you know, that I can't go to one place and get, you know, we have all these services that are supposed to offer you, like, every song ever made in the history of ever, but they're so segmented now that you can't go to one place and get everything. I gotta go to Spotify to get this. I gotta go to Amazon to get this.
I gotta go to Apple to get this. Subscription to everyone. It's
these exclusive albums. I tell you right now, Free Weezy album. I heard the song Glory once because it was available on Spotify for like 12 hours before they pulled it. Damn. And I love that song Glory. I want that song, but it I guess it's still title exclusive right now. It's still stuck on
Weezy's title.
I think Weezy's title.
I think he is, you're right.
And I want that song and I can't get it. And I'm not gonna pay to join Tidal.
Title? $10? $20?
I'm already paying Spotify. I'm not paying anybody else. You know, and Jay is like my man. You know, I'm the biggest Jay-Z fan of all time. Anybody will tell you that knows me. And I'm just not doing it. I don't care that much. I want the music. But I'm not choosing sides again. You know, the last time I chose sides and I went way too far. I chose sides during the East Coast, West Coast thing.
Who'd you pick?
I was East Coast all the way. All
right.
All the way.
I mean, I was East Coast too, but I mean, I was living on the East Coast and
I'm going to tell you how bad it was. I'll tell you how far I took it. So I remember vividly when I found out that Tupac died. Do you want to know the first thought that went through my head when I heard Tupac die?
Don't tell me you was like about damn time.
About time.
God damn.
That's the first. I'm embarrassed by that now. You know, I'm not proud when I say it, But that is how deep I got into that. That I, when I heard he died, well, one, he did get shot like 100 times before.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy.
But yeah, when I heard he passed, that first thought that went through my mind.
No, both sides though. I mean, it is what it is. But I respected the artist.
Yeah.
The artistry of Tupac. He was a true artist.
We can have that discussion again too. I think, you know what, we will save that discussion. My big bro should be coming down sometime in December, hopefully. I hope you're listening, and I'm counting on you to be here around my birthday. So we can say, and he knows, like, I've done some egregious things when it comes to the Tupac discussion.
In the name of hip-hop.
In the name of hip-hop. There is the infamous chicken slap of 2009. You know, I let him tell the story. I don't know what year it was. I'm just saying.
Chicken slap of 09.
Of 09. I slapped the chicken clearly out of the young lady's hand. I apologize if you're listening. I don't know who you are or remember your name. That was, as you probably know from the rest of that night, things went horribly wrong for me.
Stay tuned. Coming up on TWS, yeah. Few episodes.
But yeah,
the chicken slap. And the Michael Jordan controversy. And
we can have it. Yeah, we can do all of it. All the things that should get my black card revoked. We can do them all. I'm a controversial person. I'm only getting started. If you think I've said something crazy, you've heard nothing yet.
You don't know me yet. All right, so the last thing I wanted to address, Trump. For the last month and a half, 2 months, every time Trump is on TV, he says, this election is rigged. This election is rigged. This election is rigged. Now, if you spend all day telling the people this election is rigged, what do you think the people are going to do? Your Republican voters are not going to vote for you because they think the election is rigged. What happens then? You lose. I don't want you to win anyway.
Yeah.
But if you lose because they didn't vote and you scream that the election is rigged, technically, does that not mean that you rigged the election? You just told them not to vote.
Yeah. I mean, this is schoolyard stuff. This is pretty typical of Trump so far. Like, this is what you do. This is playing live and shit don't go your way. Yeah. And you start complaining that the computer cheats.
And then they say, if you lose, will you accept your loss? He says, no. I'll let you know.
I'll keep you in suspense.
What? Yeah. Come on.
What do we expect from the man? This is what come you on. Do. This is what you know you're going to lose.
You're not six anymore.
Yeah. At this point, he knows he's going to lose. And the only way to save face is to lose and lose saying that it was rigged or to start sabotaging yourself. And the beautiful thing about all this is I'm a huge South Park fan. And if you watch the South Park episodes right now, they are playing this out like exactly the way it's at. Like this is the greatest season of South Park I've ever seen, because it is so like a mirror image of what is actually happening.
Yeah.
And it is beautiful. It is beautiful. We are choosing between a giant douche and a turd sandwich. And that's what it is.
I just don't get it. I never thought in my life that I would be going through an election as egregious as this one.
Hey, this is where we're headed. I only see things getting wilder from here. Like I never thought a lot of the things that are happening right now would ever be happening. I don't know where we go next. Like, you know, I'm listening to from the music, like, where do we go from here? Like, how much worse can it get? Yeah. Every time you think it can't get worse, it gets worse.
I
look at the clothing. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do, you know, having a daughter now. Like, I look at what girls are wearing now, and I have to imagine where it's going to be when she's a teenager, when she, you know, goes through puberty. It's, you know,
having a daughter is
hard. I have no idea. Like, how much, we can't get any further. We can't get any tighter. What is it just going to be, you know, airbrush? You know, is it going
to
be pasties?
I've always wanted a girl, but I don't think I could. It's work.
Going to get worse. It's only getting wilder and crazier. And you just have to hold on to what you believe. You have to choose to believe in something and hold on to it fiercely. My daughter is going to hate me because I believe certain things, and I can't allow myself to allow her to get sucked into some of this other stuff. And she's gonna hate me because I'm not gonna allow her to wear certain things and go certain places. I've already, you know, I already had to go through a lot with not wanting her ears pierced at birth. But that's just me. And I think now more than ever, you have to decide who you are, what you believe in, and mm-hmm. hold stick steadfast to it, because it's only going to get crazier. And so this is where I think like a podcast like this comes in, because we can, like, it's going to get crazy, and we got to live through it. Let's have some fun with it. Let's talk about it. Let's laugh about it. Let's really say how idiotic some of this stuff is, you know, so that you don't go crazy. And when you start looking at this and saying, this is reality, like, this is really happening, you know, it's crazy. I watch these reality TV shows, Love and Hip Hop and stuff. Like, these are really like 30 and 40 year old people still going through these. They're still going through these like high school love triangles and he said, she said bullshit. Like, this is real. Like, this, it's hard for me to believe it's real, but there are really people who act and live this way. And since I have to be around it, I'm gonna make fun of it.
Basically.
It makes me feel better.
Sidebar. I pull up the computer to look at the notes, and definitely just peeped the pumpkin patch pictures.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, she's like, get me away from this pumpkin. And then she got pooped away from the pumpkin, and she's like, yay. So, parents don't take your kids to the pumpkin.
That one that looks like yay is really like mid tantrum, but just for a second, it looked happy.
Yeah, I definitely caught it, but yeah, she was not happy about this pumpkin. She's like, nah.
Stop torturing your
children. Take it.
It ain't right.
Whole family supporting the Skins, though.
Yeah. Man. Unfortunately, we lost one today. We lost one we should have won. But, hey, that's why I have this podcast. I can drown my sorrows in the microphone
and talk to you like the people.
So, picking up on Trump, let's keep going with the Trump. You sent me a really interesting article this week about some of the reasons that Trump has gotten this far, has sort of risen to power. And the article sort of broke it down as not so much a black versus white or a Republican versus Democrat, but
or
more
even a racist versus supportive kind of thing.
Yeah, it's more of a big city versus small town.
Yeah.
And I think the article made a lot of good points about the realities of living in a small town and how disenfranchised some of these people feel, and how, like, even the, you know, there are people who champion and try to help the inner cities and we'll talk about the situations in some of these, you know, poor neighborhoods and big cities. When you talk about, you know, middle America, some of these small towns where, you know, there's really is that opportunities are non-existent. I think one of the things he talked about in the article was, like, if you live in one of these small towns where there are only two doctors, if you aspire to be a doctor, then you got to wait for one of them two to retire or die, you know,
before you get a job.
And I don't know that, you know, and so that area is the breeding ground for, you know, people who just want drastic change, and I think that's what they hear from Trump.
And I picked up on a point that I made on the last episode. Not everyone voting for Trump is a racist.
Yeah.
Some are just F the system. We need to shake
Burn it
up.
Down. Yeah.
We need some change, and that's how a lot of people feel. And to your point, and to the article's point, a lot of them are coming from these smaller towns. I just think people are going about it the wrong way. I'm not saying this as in don't vote for Trump, but if you want change, like, make informed and educated decisions. Don't just say, I want this person because he's anti or he goes against the norm. Yeah. That's not a good reason to vote.
But I mean, and I said this in another episode, I think we have to change the way we try to talk to this. And even as I'm saying it now, it seems sort of condescending, but I think we have to change the way we talk to that group, to the Trump supporters. I think we back them into a corner because we either tell them how stupid they are, or we tell them how racist they are, and we tell them, you know, how uninformed they are, and it just makes them it would make me defensive. It would make me have to, you know, it would make me dig in that much further.
I see what you're saying. I think it's just hard because a lot of them are uninformed. Like you have conversations with some of them and you ask them a question and they blatantly say, I don't know and I don't care. I don't want to know what the truth is. I don't want to know what the update is.
Yeah.
I'm voting for Trump and that's all it is.
And that's, and like I said in the last episode when we talked about this, it bears a eerie resemblance to me to religion. Like a lot of religions, you know, it says you believe in this, and anybody who says anything contrary to it, you know, is of the devil or is on the other side, is negative. You can't even listen to it. Don't even entertain it. And if you can develop that kind of a mentality in people, it's very dangerous because it's hard to pull someone out of that.
Definitely. This blind, unflinching faith is very dangerous.
So it can be very positive, no matter what, if you're moving people in a good direction, and it can also be extremely dangerous. We've seen it with, you know, some of these radical Islamic movements. I think I heard the term when the Black Lives Matter thing was really, when they really going on, I heard the term radical Afrocentricity. That's what they were trying to call some of that movement at the time. So these mindsets are just dangerous, and you just want the people who seem to be the leaders of these different, you know, mindsets to be responsible and to be using the power for something good. And when you look at Trump, you don't feel like that's what he's doing.
No, not at all.
He's got the ear. He's got the ear of this large group of people. And it doesn't seem like he's using it for any good. And that's the scary part for me.
Very scary.
And I don't know how to shake that. Like I said, I don't know how, if you have someone who says, I believe this, and anything you say that's different than this is wrong, and point, that's just it. How do you start the conversation?
Walk away from it.
That's sort of the issue we having with the police right now, is that the police are, we're not doing anything wrong. And anytime you say we are doing something wrong, then, you know, we're not gonna show up and do security at your games. We're not gonna, you know, we won't entertain the conversation if you say anything negative about us. And how do you have a conversation? How do you have
an open dialogue with someone who doesn't want to show up for the dialogue? How do you
have a dialogue with someone who won't talk to you if you have anything to say they don't like?
If you can't see logic, how do you show somebody facts?
Yeah. That's what I was saying in my article about the debates. That's why I don't watch the debates. Because if you're dealing with people who can't even agree on facts, how are you having a debate?
Very much, very true. They can't even agree to disagree, but that's the main thing. If this is written in front of you in black and white, how are you arguing it? But then again, Trump himself says stuff out of his mouth. And then he spits it as fact. 5 minutes later, he says he never said it.
What is the point of having it? Yeah. Like you say, walk away. Don't have the discussion.
Yeah. It's frustrating. It needs to be had, but I can't deal with it.
Yeah. So someone smarter than me, I mean, as I know there's someone out there that's got to know, how do you talk to someone who refuses to listen? I don't know. We got to figure it out. We got to figure it out. All right, that got pretty dark pretty quickly. Let's move on to something a little more upbeat. Let's do our random card.
Yeah, so I did pull a card. Have you ever bought anything from a TV infomercial?
Yes, I have, Rich, and I'm mad as hell about it.
What did you buy?
Have you seen the ads for these the Copper Chef, those pots?
I did see you guys cooking with the Copper Chef last week.
Yeah, I bought. So I come into the bedroom one day, and my wife is looking at the TV. She's looking at the TV with her eyes wide. I can tell whatever is on this television has got her complete, you know, attention. And I see the thing, and it's the Copper Chef, and the guy's, you know, he's making all these good looking meals, and it's like super nonstick shit is sliding around in the pan. You know the demonstrations that they do. It's looking good to me. And then I'm thinking, you know, here's my opportunity to earn some points, some husband points. I'm like, as she's
let me get her Copper Chef, because she wants to be a Copper Chef.
And I'm going to do it, like, as she's watching it, she don't even know I'm doing it. Like, it's just going to Like, bow, you got it. You like that? It's yours. Mm-hmm. You don't even know it's already yours. And I went, and not only did I get, I didn't get like the bottom package. I got like the super deluxe, everything they offer package. Like, I got 3 or 4 different pans and the utensils and the steaming rack and the fryer and all that. And then immediately after I make the purchase, and this is like $160 worth of shit, I start looking at the YouTube videos. Horrible fucking pans. The nonstick like lasts 2 or 3 times when you cook with it.
So it's a BS coating.
It's a BS coating. It scratches extremely easily. You have to use their utensils. You can't use like extra virgin olive oil in them. You can't use all this stuff.
Wait, hold on. You can't use olive oil? Like extra virgin olive oil?
You can't use extra virgin olive oil.
What's the? So you can use olive oil, not extra virgin olive oil? What's virgin, the difference?
It's very sad. Don't give me the lion, but you can't. Like, so we have them, and we decided not to send them back. You know, because we're black and we don't know how to complain. Like, this is why you need white friends, because sometimes I have to, like, tell my white friends what company has done me wrong and then let them, like, can you call 1-800-Flowers and complain for me?
Renee, she's good for... She's good.
Tammy normally is, too.
She's good for a complaint and a freebie.
Tammy normally is, too, but for some reason we decided to keep these. But, yeah, even in the manual for the pans, they tell you not to store them with other pans because they can scratch. Like, these are like the most prima donna pans in the world that we gotta, you know, be super careful with and only use mild detergent and wipe them out.
I just looked it up and I send these back.
They fucking
I cook with
suck.
Olive oil.
I think I got one of them still in the box. I never even pulled it out because it's absolutely bullshit. And
those are going back.
And you know who else buys a lot of shit off TV? It's my mom. And mom, I'm sorry. I got to talk about you right now. When I go home, like, I go in her garage and just shop. Like, she got boxes that she's
it's already there.
Never opened. Boxes just straight, you know, from QVC or whatever it is that she's never opened. And I'll just go start opening boxes. And be like, oh, man, I could. This is a mixer. Can I have this mixer, mom? Yeah, yeah. Can I have this? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she just buys stuff. It's just tons of stuff. Tons of stuff sitting in there that she's never going to use.
Might as well take advantage.
Might as well take advantage. I mean, I hate taking advantage of your mama, but you know I love you.
So I've been researching restaurants. My future mother-in-law, her birthday's coming up. Trying to figure out where to take her. We took her to someplace nice last year. Trying to figure out where to take her this year. And we haven't been there in a while. We haven't been there since we went there with you guys. So we're thinking about going to Scarlet Rabbit.
Okay.
And I remember that ribeye being really good. So pulled up their menu, though, and they have a smoked Wagyu brisket with garlic mashed potatoes, roasted corn, and slaw. That could be really good. I've been a really big brisket fan since being here. But then it's like a 12-ounce USDA prime ribeye. Decisions. I love ribeyes.
Decision. We talked about that. We talked about ribeyes being and especially here in Texas, the Texas ribeye is something special.
I can't remember. I don't think it was a bone-in ribeye. I can't remember. I know that I've been leaning towards Scarlet Rabbit just because I want that ribeye, and it's been a while now.
Yeah.
So we may go there. We may plan an outing and go there.
Just let us know. We'll show up.
That's a quick sidebar, but yeah, I've been looking at the menu. It's making my mouth water as we speak.
Hey, shout out to Scarlet Rabbit again. Sponsorship.
Their food is definitely good.
It's very good. And I like I don't know if it's purposeful, but you've noticed that, like, when you go in there, so it seems like a Alice in Wonderland
theme.
Sort of theme. And when you go in there, I swear the restaurant seems a little slanted.
Yeah, I noticed that, yeah.
It's a little slanted.
It's very subtle, but...
Yeah, I don't know if it's on purpose or it's accidental. But if you sit at the right table, stuff will roll. I don't know.
I'm avoiding that table.
I think we've sat outside the last time.
We did sit outside.
Scarlet Rabbit, good food, Round Rock. Round yeah. Rock, Texas. But yeah, you can't go wrong with the ribeye. I mean, because you know, yeah. like, you know, it's the beef ribeye. Probably came from down the street.
That's what I'm saying. And same people own them, own Greenhouse Craft Foods. It's all farm on the table.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm with it.
Y'all got to excuse me. I'm trying. My voice is leaving me.
We're almost out of here, so you can bang out, relax, get some rest in before tomorrow. Tomorrow's the beginning of another week.
Man, like, I've been grinding all weekend, and it just dawned on me today. Like, I was thinking about this afternoon. Like, me and Rich are going to record, and then Walking Dead comes on, and we're gonna live tweet that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, after Walking Dead, you know, I finally get to get some rest. But that's going to be, like, 10 o'clock at night, and I gotta get up and go to work.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like I worked 2 8-hour days, if not longer, over the weekend, and I'm going right back to work. But mm-hmm. I'm having fun. Like, I haven't had this much fun.
Yeah, it's been fun. I haven't expelled this much extra energy in a while, too, though. Because we're full-time day and night now, plus extra projects, plus family.
So this is how important this is to us. Like, we really believe in this concept, and we really believe in this brand. And we're trying to crank out 3 episodes a week for you. And great content in between. Just stick with us. You know, we're coming up with ideas every day. I think they're dope ideas. I hope you think they're dope ideas. But we're going to keep pushing. Tell us what you like, what you don't like, what you want more of, what you want less of. And we'll keep delivering.
Definitely. Just come back. Stick with us.
All right. So I think we can hit the final thoughts. I think I'm crashing. I think the science is wearing off. I was shaking for a little bit.
It's wearing me down.
But it's wearing off now. Let's see. My final thoughts. Man, I had a lot of rants in my head for this week. So definitely keep your eye on the page. I have a lot to say this week. And I'm going to try to get as much of it out as I possibly can. I think we have a great episode why am I going to tell you we have an episode on Monday when you won't hear this until Wednesday? Forget I said anything. But
if you didn't hear the episode before this one,
you need to go back
and give it a holler.
Yeah, because that's going to be a especially dope episode.
Yeah, can't wait for that one. We had a few special guests and came out pretty good.
I think we need to find a way to work them in more often.
Yeah.
Like, into some sort of semi-regular.
It's a good point of view.
Rotation.
Definitely good point of view.
And that brings me to another thing. Anybody want to be a guest? Anybody want to join us on here? I think we can work out something. We could do a Skype thing or something like that. Or if you're in the area, come hang out. I definitely would like to get some guests on. I have a few people in mind that I want to reach out to. Be reaching out to them shortly. But if you're listening and you think you would like to contribute,
we would love to have you.
We would love to have you. All right, that's it for me, man.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. See you guys next time. Talk with you guys next time on What is CWS Podcast.
All right. Peace.